This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters, and we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Last night, the Giants losing yet again. Eli Manning looking bad yet again. There was a couple of passes to Odell Beckham that was okay, and the final score wouldn't indicate just what a debacle it was for the Giants offensively, but Eli Manning is toast. We all know he's toast. We have seen this already, and the Giants made their bed. Dave Gettleman, this really starts above the general manager. It starts with the owner. The owner did not want a rebuild. He did not want to lose 12 or 13 games again. He didn't like what happened last year, and you have to realize the culture of the New York Giants and the New York Metro. They fancy themselves as a model organization with a lot of old money that's inside that stadium. A lot of season ticket holders that go back to Yankee Stadium, generations. And so they don't have the stomach for the bad old days like the 1970s were. They had Eli Manning. They had spent a lot of money on defensive players like Janoris Jenkins and Olivier Vernon and Snacks Harrison. They felt with Odell Beckham giving him money and drafting a guy like Saquon Barkley, that they were ready to reload, and that last year was the anomaly. The reality was last year was not the anomaly. This is the bad old days. You know, my dad is a big New York Giants fan dating back to the Yankee Stadium days himself. And when I was growing up, he used to tell me about the Pizarcik years and the Zonka years and the disastrous years of the 60s and 70s, and that it was always empty stadiums and angry fans and people upset. And if you grew up in the 80s like me, that didn't seem like anything that was realistic. Well, this is the bad old days again for the Giants. And the fact is they're going to miss the playoffs 7 out of 8 years. And in the last decade, have only 2 playoff seasons. Now, granted, one of those was a Super Bowl run, but this is the bad old days for the New York Giants yet again. And what the Maras and the Tishes didn't want to do was they didn't want to become 2-14 to become a champion again. They would have rather been 10-6. Well, the fact is they weren't close to 10-6. Last year was not an anomaly. The regular New York Giants of the last 10 years have been losers. There's no other way to go around it. Tom Coughlin has a wonderful reputation, 2 Super Bowl championships. Tom Coughlin presided over 6-10s and 7-9s and 0-6 starts and meaningless games in December. And they kept bringing him back and nothing ever changed. And then they brought in Ben McAdoo and he had 1 playoff season. And then it was to hell in a handbasket again. And then they bring in Pat Shurmur and a new general manager and it stinks again. And what's the excuse now? As I keep banging the drum on, Eli Manning is not the only problem, but he's the biggest problem. And last night it was that again. And if I am the New York Giants, I am finally pulling the plug on this failed experiment. Eli's too decrepit, too ineffective. He does not gather any momentum or any confidence inside that huddle. And right now I would say, what's the exit strategy? We've seen enough. We can't run this thing back. It's over. Do we trade Eli? Do we let him finish out this season as a starter in week 17? Do we bring him back next year as merely a tutor for a rookie? But he cannot start week one of the 2019 season. This season's cooked anyway. He cannot start 2019 as the starter unless he's a caretaker, the same way Kurt Warner was for him back in 2004. They drafted Eli. They had Kurt Warner, and they knew Kurt Warner was only keeping the bench. He was only keeping the spot warm as Eli rode the bench for the first half of the season. To me, you get through Washington next week, you're then at a bye week, and then you really have to ask, is it time to go to Kyle Laletta to at least identify whether Laletta has enough reason to come back next year as a young quarterback for your team? But you have to pull the plug right now on Eli. You have already got to plan for 4 to 5 to 6 weeks in November and December for Laletta to get starts, because if Eli starts 16 games over 17 weeks and they go 4-12 or worse, you have not accomplished anything this year. And as for the Falcons, you're supposed to beat them. You're supposed to win that game. Now wake me up after you beat Washington, and after you beat Cleveland, and after you beat Dallas over the next 3 games. If you are good enough to do those, because you should be, you were a Super Bowl contender preseason, then we can talk about the Falcons, but not until then. Looking good against the New York Giants is like a varsity player looking good against the JV. Reports of friction within the Ohio State program after an embarrassing loss against Purdue on Saturday has everybody discussing, well, what's next for Urban Meyer and Ohio State, because they looked awful and got punched in the mouth by a Purdue team that began the season 0-3. Here was Kirk Herbstreit, noted Ohio State alum and ESPN college football analyst on the Dan Patrick Show.
If you watch him on the sidelines since he has been back, he looks just, the word I've used is anguish. He looks frustrated. He looks very emotional and erratic. And his team right now, you're going to find out what they're made out of, because, like I said, you lost Iowa last year. You had leaders to get you back. You lose this year. We'll see how they respond. But they've got some big problems.
Ohio State dropped 9 slots in the AP. 9 with 1 loss. They dropped all the way to 11. Why? Because Ohio State got exposed. They were getting by because of the strength of their offense. They were getting by because of Haskins and big plays and big points, and their defense was always vulnerable and going to be exposed. Bosa now done for the season. They can't get a legitimate pass rush. Their linebackers aren't showing up, and there were huge amounts of space to run if you were a Boilermaker on Saturday. Ohio State got punked, and the bloom is off the rose there. And we just had Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports senior writer, on, and I trust his instincts and his contacts more than anybody else in college football for the most part. And he said he's not hearing anything of the quote-unquote friction between Urban Meyer and administration. But that anguish that you hear Herbstreit mention on Urban's face is because Urban Meyer knows this is not a great football team. He's had great ones. This is not one of them. And I think preseason, what happened to Zach Smith and all of the criticism, rightfully so, I think that Urban Meyer looked like a bozo through all of that and a liar. I think through all of that, he took on a lot. It started out with a sky is falling, and he realized getting into the season, this is going to be a tough one because we're not that good, and in fact, we're terrible defensively. And the question is, can Michigan take advantage of it? But I think that anguish, that erratic behavior that Herbstreit talks about, Urban Meyer runs really hot. Really, really hot. It's why he said he stepped away from football after Florida. That doesn't surprise me. I think when you run that hot for that long, short circuitry is going to happen. I think the anguish is that Urban Meyer took on a lot with the Zach Smith thing, started the season, couldn't catch his breath, and then inherited a team or had built a team that was not very good. Again, the question is, can Michigan take advantage of it? They've still got to win at the Horseshoe in the final weekend of the season to keep Ohio State out of that Big Ten championship game, because a win by Ohio State in that game is probably going to put them back in the playoff. But that anguish from Urban Meyer is, I think, the realization he's going to coach harder than a lot of other years to get them to where they want to be, because they're not as good as previous years. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And one last addendum on that, I think Urban Meyer knows that three or four lost seasons with the Zach Smith thing really turns up the heat on him. You know, there's very little room for error for him right now. He gets to keep his job because he wins 11 or 12 games. If you start winning 8 or 9 games or even 10 games and you're not involved in the Big Ten championship, you're not involved in the college football playoff, suddenly those wolves become a lot more ferocious. Tis a trash Tuesday here on the DA show, and JFab tweets, I'm trashing Jerry Jones and his knee-jerk reaction pulling the trigger on a first-round draft pick for busted wideouts like Joey Galloway, Roy Williams, Amari Cooper, and Jason Garrett's clapping in approval. Gruden stole one. Should have just kept Dez Bryant.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Clap on, clap off.
Cowboys got fleeced. I've been critical of John Gruden, but why would you give up a first-round draft pick for Amari Cooper, who hasn't been good since 2016, and is going to come up for a big pay raise? Just draft the number one wide receiving target in April with that first-round draft pick. You got to pay DeMarcus Lawrence, got to pay Zeke, got to pay Dak, and you're going to pay Amari Cooper now after this contract is over for a guy that hasn't caught 1,000 yards in 2 years? Chris tweets, I'm trashing my coworker Teabag for always staring at me from across the warehouse. Like what you see, big boy? Hashtag take a picture and last longer.
Stinky debris.
Fernando tweets, I'm trashing Chiefs defensive coordinator Bob Sutton. 3 penalties for 12 players on defense. Hashtag trash that.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
My worry is that defense is what ultimately undoes Patrick Mahomes and a great offense. But you know what? On Monday night against the Bengals, or last Sunday night rather, this past Sunday night, defense was not a problem. Let it feel good. Let it wash over you, Chiefs fans. Senor Pantleg tweets, I want to trash the insane amount of tampon commercials that the CBS Sports app plays repetitively during your commercial breaks. I'm on a construction site with other dudes, DA. Hashtag get them out.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Get them out.
Now, that's interesting. Obviously, I don't listen to my own show live on the stream. I did not realize that the CBS Sports... See, I don't know how that works. I don't know. I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think my guess is that the commercials you get are personalized to whatever you had been searching, or an algorithm, you know, kind of like an Amazon ads or a Google ads. I think streams work that way depending on how you, where you, when you listen. But that would be a real miss if the CBS or whoever the marketing department had sold all our commercials to tampon ads. That would seem to be not our target demographic. There are wonderful women that listen to the show, but I would imagine that that's not the most effective use of the ad dollar on our stream.
I don't know.
Alex tweets, I love trashing anything that comes in the way of happiness for Mraz. Again, the Giants almost had it, but again, the curse of Piggy Doodle Dandy came in the way. Just face them, Mraz. They suck, and so does your swine. Hashtag oink oink.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Now, on that point, Mraz has tweeted in a trash of a listener. So we will get to that coming up here next on the DA Show. More trashes on Trash Tuesday, including yours on the phones. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the show about the show. Here's the best of this week's Permission Granted podcast.
Just two bros on the road away from the wives doing stuff together. You know, it can become kind of intimate.
Around, I would say, the pregame show yesterday, I was actually texting you back and forth, the Football Night in America on NBC. I just wanted to put my feet up a little bit, and I kind of angled my shoulder and slanted towards him as if we would come close to cuddling on a couch. And that was where he really got up. He pushed me away, goes, "Bro, we're not doing this." And got very, very bent out of shape.
Download the PGP today on iTunes and play.it or listen at daoncbs.com and the show's Facebook page, Zap Zap.
The PGP is out. You see what happens when Mraz is not in charge of it? We get it out on day one of the week.
Was done for the day.
PGP is in the hopper, in the can. Download it on iTunes and listen to it, daoncbs.com. I had Mraz jump on for side A to talk about the experience of living with Jay Berman over the last couple of days as he's down in Atlanta. And last night, look, yesterday was a roasty, toasty day for both of those guys. They had spent the day beginning at 11 a.m. having a few brew dogs.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Went into SunTrust Ballpark for another stadium tour. They've apparently seen every stadium in Atlanta multiple times now. They drank all day, went into a tailgate, bummed beers off of people, went inside, drank more beers. And then finally, after a debacle of a Giants game yet again where there was nothing to cheer about, they went to Waffle House. They posted a picture, at least Mraz did, on his Instagram. And so I posted this on Facebook, and these two guys look like something the cat just dragged in.
Ooh, yeah, mama.
Tommy writes on Facebook, "You need to eat like this.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this."
Sean on Facebook, "Done for the day."
Was done for the day.
Steve on Facebook, "They look smothered, covered, and chunked."
Yeah, you gooey, gooey mozzarella.
You could say that again. Steve simply tweets, hashtag puffiness.
Puffiness with sodium.
David writes on Facebook, "At least there's no mountain lion to the streets of Atlanta." And then lots of GIFs of Eli looking terrible and fat kids eating.
Fat.
These two guys looked so roasted last night.
Fat.
So roasted at Waffle House.
I'm toast.
So Mraz actually tweets on a Trash Tuesday his trash. "DA, I'm trashing D'Alien Brandon, who wanted to meet me and said Chick-fil-A was in his section. He was wrong. We did a wasted lap around the upper deck, and we went back to our seats without chicken. He did buy me a beer to apologize, but still, get him out."
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Get him out.
Looked like Mraz met a couple of D'Aliens down in Atlanta. I saw B. Quiggs in the mix there. And apparently a Brandon who invited him. See, that's the easiest way to trap Mraz. It's like setting the easiest bait. Cheese for mice. "Oh, yeah, there's a Chick-fil-A in my section." "Oh, really? Oh, oh, oh. I'll come see you, yeah." "Yeah, no, no, just come over here. There's a Chick-fil-A in our section."
"Oh, okay. Hey, there's no chicken."
"Slob."
"Hey, where's all my chicken?"
On a Trash Tuesday, dial us up on our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Chris is in South Carolina, 100.3. Chris, who are you trashing?
DA, can you beam me up, please?
Yes, sir. What'd it do?
And if I can get a shout, I'd love to give a shout-out to Warwick, New York, because I used to work there, and I retired down here.
You're kidding. Where did you used to work in my hometown?
Yes, sir.
Where did you used to work?
I was a correction officer, retired.
Wow, that is awesome, man. Beautiful country, isn't it?
I miss it. I love it down here, but I'm trashing the Washington Redskins home field, which we never have because half the stadium is the opposing team.
Yeah. What was it like on Sunday? There must have been more Cowboys fans there.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if you saw it when they fumbled and all the skins went into the stands. There was a Dallas fan, like, punching the players. It was crazy.
I didn't even see that, but, yeah, I was thinking about that going into that game. And, Chris, thank you for the phone call. Trash him.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
That's awesome that you worked in my hometown. Yeah, I saw that. I saw the game. Obviously, I watched the game, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, there are more Cowboys fans in that stadium. And, obviously, the Cowboys fans are everywhere in America, and they travel well. And Washington has been down for a long time, so it's easy to get tickets there. Much harder back in the 80s and 90s when they were actually good. But damn, it's so true. There's more Giants fans there. There's more Eagles fans there. There's more Cowboys fans there almost every Sunday. Eric tweets, I'm from Wisconsin. I'm also trashing those tampon commercials. They're annoying. Get them out.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Get them out. Greg tweets, thanks so much for trashing the tampon commercials. I, too, stream your show online in Southern California in a warehouse full of guys.
Let's face it. Okay. That's straight trash.
This is great. Get him out.
This is great. So I guess it's not personalized. I guess it's not an algorithm. I guess this is just in our stream. And so this is what happens. This is hysterical. My guess is that CBS/Entercom sells the commercials in all of these radio stations and all of their networks' web streams or their audio streams to the same sales force. It's the same, so everybody gets the same thing. And we probably have so many female-dominated radio stations in our company that works on all of the freshes and all of the smooth listening and all of the 80s and all these other radio stations that have really high female demographics listening. And then it just also happens on the sports radio network, which, again, we have some great female listeners. But if you're looking for a target audience for tampon commercials, the sports radio audience is not usually going to be the best bang for your buck.
What?
That's amazing. That is so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dixieland Dan tweets, I'm getting the same damn commercial as well. I've never, ever looked at a tampon online in my life. This is amazing. It's driving everybody insane. Only our network. Adriana tweets, who is this cat fellow? He clearly doesn't understand how things work around the mothership. DA is the master of stirring the pot, and we are all more entertained because of it. Hashtag get Cap out.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Get him out.
Cap trashes me because I quote-unquote interrogated Pete the Body Bilotti on the PGP. As though he's not a grown adult able to defend himself, Cap. I wanted to ask a series of questions about Sandwichgate. Did you not get informed from that Q&A? Was that not like a 60 minutes grill?
Yeah, I think it got me to believe that Pete was innocent.
You think that his alibi was solid?
Yes, I believed him.
That's
laughing like that makes me think maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, I've known Cap for a long time. If I had to bet on somebody never believing Pete, it'd be him.
It usually is Cap.
Yeah.
Took a while.
But he broke you.
I don't know.
He's celebrating it right next to you by eating the sandwich.
That's not helping.
Finally.
Yeah.
I've been saving this for the right time.
That's... Cap is usually at watchda.com, but he's slid into this seat because Mraz is out. Josh is in Arizona listening on 94.3 there to CBS Sports Radio. Josh, who are you trashing?
DA, you want to talk about some hot, smelly rubbish. So my wife, need to trash her real quick.
Uh-oh.
She's gotten into this habit lately to where when she gets home from work at night, she will take off her worn all day crusty socks and she'll like barely stick them in between the cushions of the couch. And then when I find them and I call her out on them, she's like, I don't know what that is, and pretends like they're not even there. So then last night, where do I find the socks? They're not in between the cushion now. They're sitting on top of the coffee table.
Ooh.
It's disgusting.
Ah, get it out.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Get them out.
You don't want worn socks on your couch, in between the cushions, or certainly on the coffee table.
Hold on.
No. Do not make me think about Hurricane Jen's old socks.
What?
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Pete, I do not want to imagine Hurricane Jen coming home from a long day of work, if she has a job, and then throwing socks on a coffee table right around where she eats and drinks.
I was drunker than how drunk I was.
No, don't do this. Don't do it. Don't make me think about Hurricane Jen.
I hate my ex-husband.
Running into the room to grab her old stinky socks on the coffee table by yelling, "Hold on!"
I would never tell you to hold on. I love you to death.
What is that evil laugh from you today?
Bilotti's got a good evil laugh.
Yeah. And it's kind of upcut too. Like he's laughing before he puts his mic on, so it starts harshly. It's really evil.
Hold on.
What?
Here's my stinky socks.
Hold on.
Right in your face as you try to sit down and sip some coffee.
Hold on.
Okay. All right. When we come back here on the show.
What?
When we come back on the show. More trash is on the phones. More trash is on the tweets. And should college football scheduling turn to a lottery?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hear the 12 DAs of Christmas as they happen.
Hi, honey.
Love
you, DA. I love you, and I'm so proud of you, and I love you to death. I love you. You know what? I love you, and I'm so proud of you, and I love you to death. I just want to say that, and I am so proud of you, and I love the United States of America.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I love the United States of America as well. Which is why I love Hurricane Jen. Welcome back. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for being with us. As always, you can listen to the show so many different ways. And that includes listening on the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, or on Apple Music. And you can watch at watchda.com. The guys on watchda.com today, Dan Silverman, doing a tremendous job showing episodes of Nomad during commercial breaks. My digital travel series, subscribe to that by going online and going to YouTube. You'll be able to find it there. Search my name in Nomad and subscribe to the channel. You'll get notifications with brand new episodes throughout season number 3, including this week. All the wonderful things I ate in Boise.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
And what it was like to actually be on the blue turf. The player of the week brought to you by Granger. Taking a look at the one who got it done this week, Todd Gurley. 3 touchdowns to the Rams. Easy victory over the Niners, 39-10, bringing his season total to a league-high 14 total touchdowns, rushing and receiving. 14. We're not even midway through the season yet. Through 7 games, Gurley has scored more points than all of the Bills. This player of the week brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Granger.com. Steve is in Las Vegas listening to CBS Sports Radio there. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, DA. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir. What's going on?
We had a 10-day trip down to Puerto Vallarta, and we did an all-inclusive this time.
Okay.
So the first morning, we get there in the afternoon, enjoy the afternoon and evening. First morning, we go down for breakfast, and there's a pretty, there's a line. I got a scoop of eggs. I'm going for the tongs for the bacon, and all of a sudden, wham, I get a forearm to my sternum, and I look, and there's this 5'2" Polish lady who can play nose tackle for the 49ers. She unloads on me. I go, she grabs the tongs, takes about 10 slices of bacon, glares at me, and walks off. So the rest of the trip, whenever I saw her coming, man, I would turn and I would go for the oatmeal and avoid this lady with everything I could.
Treasure!
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
That's tough when breakfast becomes full contact. Tough. Because you know what? There's nothing about oatmeal that's nearly as satisfying as buffet bacon. Nothing.
Itchy nipple chub rub.
Nothing.
Mraz.
Yeah, that might have been Mraz. Mraz in a wig. We'll get to more trashes coming up here shortly, but first let's get to the stories that did not make the cut. It's your cut line.
These stories were left out by the selection committee, cut from their high school team. The news that didn't make the show. It's the cut line.
I came across this story, which was really fascinating, as we always gripe about college football schedules, how imbalanced they all are, and how you've got power teams like Alabama playing garbage teams, and you've got garbage teams just trying to get some type of check to play big conference squads. When you try to compare the schedules at the end of the year, it's hard to say because this team didn't play anything non-conference. This team played a good non-conference schedule. Well, Andrew Elsass has a fascinating solution, which is a televised lottery for your non-conference scheduling, a lot like the World Cup lottery. If you're a soccer fan, you know, before every World Cup, there is a televised global event of what teams are in what group. And so then you know your opponents. And that is the source of a ton of attention and a ton of analysis. Well, he suggests the same thing for college football. He says break up the 130 FBS teams into four tiers. The top 28 teams, the next 28 teams, the next 28 teams, and then the final 46. And what you do in your four non-conference weeks is, through this lottery, you play one opponent from those four tiers. So if you're Alabama, one of your four non-conference games is one of the top 28 teams of the country. The next non-conference game is one of the teams ranked between 29 and 56. Your other game, another non-conference game, is teams 57 through 84. And then the final one is the bottom 46 teams in America. And that everybody plays in this tier system so that you are guaranteed better matchups, because you can't then schedule all these FCS teams or three garbage programs trying to stack up wins. And that nobody is then going to be hurt because they schedule a better non-conference schedule. And that you would have this as a televised event, a selection Saturday, if you will, that the nation watches before the season to know, oh, here's who we're going to play, and here's when we're going to play them. And we start talking about those matchups. I think it's a great solution. Obviously, ADs are not going to want to do it, and coaches don't want to do it because they want to be in control of their schedule. But this is giving it over to a central body, and this would be so much better. So much. Because then it's much more even-handed and gives us far better matchups. And I think it's far more fair.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
What is going on with Le'Veon Bell? Wasn't Le'Veon supposed to be already reporting to Steelers camp? They're after the bye, ahead of week 8. He's now skipped the week 7, still going to get his money after this. What's going on? We're at the point where nobody really knows when he's going to return, because this was supposed to be the window that he returns. And if he's not going to do it now, when's he going to do it? There is some thought that he's going to wait until after the trade deadline so that he can't be traded. And if you're Le'Veon Bell, I understand not wanting to be traded, because you're going to run in an offense that you're very familiar with. run for a good team with a guy in James Conner that can spell you. And so it's going to make you look better to be in the Steelers than if you got traded to a bad team and run behind a weak offensive line and not be as good because you want to get paid in the offseason. But this Le'Veon Bell thing is dragging on forever. I mean, ever. And if he has to wait until after the trade deadline, that is Halloween, essentially. So we could still have another week of waiting for him to come back. And that would mean he comes back on a Wednesday or a Thursday going into a football weekend, which I would imagine you'd want a little bit more time to work out with your team and knock off the rust and be ready to go instead of just joining the squad two days before the game is.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Never ends. And for the Steelers, I mean, Connor has been good enough. It'll be great if they get Bell, but I don't think it's necessary at this point in time. It's better, but this just is exhausting when it comes to Bell. All right, let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. We had a caller by the name of Jordan call in earlier in the morning, and he wanted to talk Giants and Falcons. And it was a little tough to follow his reasoning, but at the very least, we got a lot of drops out of it.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Jordan's in North Carolina, listening on the CBS Sports app. Jordan's a Trash Tuesday. Who are you trashing?
Eli Manning.
Just like, give me a quarterback.
Okay, why?
But, I mean, he plays really good.
You got a fossil sitting there like he's at the Museum of Natural Damn History.
I watched the game. Did you watch the game last night?
Oh, unfortunately, yes.
I mean, they could at least have tried, though, you know?
Is that so?
Could have tried? What do you mean?
I went for the Falcons, but, you know, I think the next three games, when you said that earlier, and I was listening, the next three games, I hope they win those games.
You hope the Giants win those games?
I mean, I hope they don't. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're not going to give you much to watch, unfortunately. They're a pretty ugly offense.
Yeah. 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 Crazy.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate the phone call there, Jordan. That's trash. Eli Manning.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy tweets, I'm trashing you, DA. Your cockamamie one paper towel rule when drying your hands. I tried it ever since you brought it up, and it's stupid. I'm sick of leaving the restroom with moist hands. From now on, I'm killing trees. Hashtag a little wet, a little drippy.
Trashing is fun.
This is stupid.
I just see people go in there all the time and just keep pulling on paper towels, and I never need more than one paper towel. One paper towel is supposed to be able to dry your hands, but people are just brainless and mindless and don't care about killing trees and throwing out a bunch of paper because it's not theirs and nobody's ever conscientious of what we throw out. And so people just do it all the time. I think you can dry your hands with one paper towel, but if you literally can't, then sure, use two. And the idea is to dry your hands. I'm talking about the people that mindlessly take five paper towels and they know, you know, they don't need them. They just don't think about it.
I don't know.
Yeah, Alex tweets, I'm trashing idiots that tailgate. Dude, I'm 42. I'm going 42 and a 35. Back off and chill out. Hashtag two car lengths.
Someone just got trashed.
I thought they meant like tailgating, like partying at a game, but they meant actually tailgating behind your car. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Larry tweets, I'm trashing the Monday Night Football halftime show. Every artist has been terrible so far.
Taking out the trash.
Little Yachty, yes, last night. I got to play this. A little bit of this snippet on the show tomorrow because it sounded like an early stage in a Castlevania video game. That song stunk.
Get him out.
Steven tweets, I'm trashing people who say I don't play the lottery unless it's over 200 million. What a luxury you must live in for $200 million to not move your needle. I guess your Dodge Stratus must have a CD player and power windows. Hashtag, this is stupid.
You're so trashy.
This is stupid.
Eric tweets, I'm trashing the absolute worst left tackle I've watched in years, Tyron Smith. He's making sacks look like they're free. And by the way, if I have to hear about Lowland or tampons again on your web stream at radio.com, I'm going to scream. Hashtag stinky.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
Getting a lot of feedback on this, and I did not know that we had so many tampon commercials running during commercial breaks. But that's why you love us, I think. Harold tweets, I'm trashing the people who park their vehicle taking up both pumps of the gas station and others can't get to the pump. Hashtag get them out.
Epic trash job.
We have a lot of females weighing in. Yes, DA, there's too many tampon commercials. We hate it too. Okay, so it's a consensus amongst all genders. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, executive producer of the DA show today, and firing some friendly fire in the process. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thank you to Dan Silverman at WatchDA.com on the simulcast, and Andrew Bogish on your headlines. We're back at it tomorrow. The Mothership disconnects.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.